The Bert Show.
She's being bribed by her parents to have kids quicker than she wants. Who's got this email?
I do. All right, so Bert Show listener hits us up. Okay, tell me if I'm crazy, but has anyone else out there ever been bribed by their parents to have a baby?
All right, let me stop down and, and give the phone number out. 1-855-BERT-SHOW.
855-237-8746. I am 25, been married for a year, and my husband and I have talked about starting a family eventually. We're just not in a rush. I'm thinking probably after I turn 30. But my parents, especially my dad, they're ready for grandkids like now. And apparently, they're willing to pay for them. No joke, my dad offered me $10,000 to get pregnant right now.
What?
Like legit cash. He said he's investing in his future as a grandpa and started naming all the things I could do with the money. New car, vacation, nursery setup. I really thought he was joking at first. He was not. I don't know whether to laugh, cry, or open a savings account. Please tell me I'm not alone. Has anyone else listening ever had their parents offer money for grandkids? Is this a thing now?
Okay, 1-855-BERT-SHOW. What are the numbers on that? On the phone?
Oh, 855-237-8746.
I can't ever remember that. just taking this from the grandparents' perspective, I understand where they're coming from. I mean, we're talking about a time issue here. Mm-hmm. I want to be on Earth as long as I can with my grandkids. And you are just stalling and blah, 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 time. I got plenty of time. And the grandparents are like, nah, man, I want it now. $10,000. Just do it. Get it over with.
I have never gotten the rush for parents to want to have grandkids as soon as possible. I'm like, you raised me. This ish was hard. Like, you want to go through that again?
No, because it's so different with the grandparents, man. It's such a different experience. You come on over. You do whatever you want with the kid for a couple of hours. You kiss him on the top of the forehead, and then you go.
Yep. But you still know how hard it is, and you're pushing me into it at 25. Like, let me. I should be in the club at 25.
Yeah, no. Misery loves company. And also, you have like a selective memory of certain things. And so I think that's maybe a little part of what's happening here. But
sometimes it takes just one call, and that's what we got. Hey, Dawn, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. All right. So you were bribed by your parents to have a kid.
Yes.
Give us the deets.
They said that they would dig up the pool that had been on their land and turned it back into a swimming pool if I would give them grandchildren.
So they were bribing you with a pool?
Yes.
You know what? All of a sudden, these kids are looking even better and better every day.
And pools are expensive. Pools are worth more than 10 grand.
I never got the pool. I gave them 4 beautiful grandchildren, 1 by marriage, 3 I birthed. And they never gave me the pool.
Oh, okay, this is a good lesson here. So if this listener goes for it, she's like, I want to see the 10 grand first. Give me the 10 grand before I start popping out kids. Okay.
First comes love, first comes the pool, then comes a baby in a baby carriage. That's how it goes.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. All right, not the only one. Not to Jackie, but one of her friends, I think. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this happened to one of your friends?
Yes, so her mother-in-law offered them. There were 2 kids that got married, and she offered the first one that got a child would get $50,000 because she needed a grandbaby.
$50,000?
Okay, $50,000.
No, but she made, did you hear? She made it a competition between her 2 kids.
It's the breeder. It's the Breeders' Cup.
Between her 2 kids. Yes. Between her 2 kids. She was like, the first one get married gets $50,000. Get a kid gets $50,000 because she said, I need a grandbaby.
Did that incentivize one of her children to actually go through with it and
did, because my friend was trying, but she couldn't. It took her. She was trying. It just didn't happen. Took her a long time. So actually, her brother-in-law did get the first one, and he got the money. But she was really trying, because she was like, I could use all that money.
And again, it was how much?
$50,000.
Dang.
Dear God. Yeah, she said if they gave her the first grandchild, she would give them $50,000.
Dang. So now, if you're the other sister, then you've got the pressure of having the kid and then struggling to have a child and then losing out on 50 grand. That's awful.
That is a lot of therapy appointments.
It is the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.